Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 362 for Friday, April 22nd. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market suffered losses on Friday in sympathy with a sharply lower U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $4 to $5.50 lower, with the May contract checking in at $489.70 a ton, that's down $5, while the most active July contract came in at $493.90 a ton, that's down $5.10. Losses in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures added to the declines. The Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less enticing to out-of-country buyers. There is growing speculation that recent rain in Argentina hasn't been as damaging to the soybean crop as initially thought. However, canola has shown some independent strength, as the market hasn't fallen as sharply as soybeans. This week's Planting Intentions report, compiled by Statistics Canada, continues to support the market. Crude oil is higher, and that was bullish for canola. Milling, wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 10 to 12 cents lower. The July contract was at $3.77 a bushel. Forecasts calling for a bit of rain later this week in Brazil pressured the market, while commercial funds were active sellers. Large global supplies also undermined prices. Concerns over U.S. exports were bearish for corn. The market also dipped below its 200-day moving average. Soybeans were down 28 to 32 cents, with the July contract checking in at $9.95 a bushel. Prices began correcting themselves this morning, and the selling built on itself. The market had reached an eight-month high earlier this week. When soybeans ventured above 10 bucks, it may have been too much, as everyone began looking for profits. Wheat was 28 to 29 cents weaker, with the July contract at $4.67 a bushel. A sharp increase in crop sales weighed down the market. Commercials were also shopping around before the weekend. 91% of France's soft wheat is said to be in good or excellent shape. Global grain supplies are still abundant, and that cut into the market. Strength in the U.S. dollar was also bearish for the wheat. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, April 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.